welcome here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And you'll notice I say philhenryshow.com, and it just struck me, com, as in C-A-L-M, but I guess...
Well, no, it's not that.
No, it is not that today. It's not com. It's philhenryshow.nuts. It's philhenryshow.crazed. It's philhenryshow....
Well, spit it out there, Ace.
Whack.
PhilHenryShow.whack, okay. It's anything but calm, man. You know, you get out of bed in the morning, all you want are a couple of laughs, that's all. You're willing to pay for the laughs, sure. You're willing to go to work, you're willing to gut it out, you're willing to do whatever you have to do. You work, you sweat, you slave, you save. You wait for that big weekend. Maybe you're taking the wife and kids to the lake, to the beach. Maybe you're going to a movie. Maybe it's a special weekend with the one you love. Maybe you're going to go to Din Din. Maybe it's something as simple as just, you know, who knows, you know, buying a box of chocolates and sitting on the sofa and looking at a movie. That's all you want, right? And every time you turn around, there's someone that's messing up our good time. And I don't know who to blame, man, but I know I'm into the blame game. I love blaming people because I know it ain't my fault. I know that.
Well, yeah, I know you're kidding, too.
Well, I'm to be honest with you, no, I'm not kidding. No, I work, I pay my taxes, I don't break the laws, I participate in the elections, I try to be informed, I vote. I don't go out of my way to mess anybody up. You can turn this show off anytime you want. You don't have to listen to this. It's not like I'm intruding on anybody. If anybody thinks that they got to listen to the Phil Henry Show, that I'm doing something to them that they would rather not have done to them, then I would submit that they need some kind of psychiatric evaluation, because you can turn the radio off or turn it to another station anytime you damn well want, right? So I know I'm not doing anything wrong there.
Yeah, but you're trying to say it's not your fault.
Well, no, it ain't my... Look at, man, I didn't get into a car today and try to ram through the back entrance of the, if you'll pardon the expression, Obama's back...
Phil, have some respect at a time like this. The woman was trying to go up the back... Well...
She was trying to enter through...
Look, man, Doc, I don't think this is funny. I don't think it's funny at all.
I understand, Robert.
Well, then say it the way. That was a lady... That try to ram, go up the back pipe of the. She tried to go up a man.
She tried to go in the rear entrance of the White House. There, is that okay?
You know, I'm really offended by the whole tenor of this.
You know, see, one of the things with you, Margaret, is I can't. I have to watch it because I got to be careful, because I know you're going to be pissed off.
I'm asking you to say it respectfully.
All right. She tried to go up the back.
She tried to go in the rear door.
How dare you?
Oh, will you come on? Are you going to the bathroom now?
Yeah, she's got to check her rear door. Yow!
No, I was getting up to close the door because I don't want anyone to hear this.
We're on the air. We're on the air. We're on a radio.
I understand that. What do you mean we're on a radio?
Well, at this rate, maybe we are just on one radio, but we're doing something for somebody other than ourselves, okay?
All right. I am like a lot of Americans. I am very angry today. There, I belched. No, don't make any comments.
Mark?
Don't make any comments. I'm angry today at what's going on in this country. The things that I've seen. Oh, you know what? Stick it up your tailpipe.
Well, look at if you want to give a speech, okay?
I'm making a series of comments.
Then you don't have to go, the things I've seen.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Make it all sound all bitching about that?
I beg your pardon?
Trying to make it all sound bitching.
What did he say?
Never mind. Look, you compose or comprise or whatever it is that you want to say. We're going to get Bob Bakey on the line. He is over the scene, I guess, if you will, of today's terrible, terrible events. These are terrible events. A woman lost her life. A woman of God knows what kind of mental makeup, mental state. And by the way, before we get into anything with Bob Bakey, one of the things I want to say... What did I just say to you, bud?
Overshoot right now, sir. And flying over at about 100,000...
When I ask for that, then I'll go to it, okay?
Don't you want to? Bob Bakey on the line.
I know Bob Bakey's on the line. I'll get to Bob Bakey when I feel... Bud, will you...
And the other thing, too, Phil. So, well, we're trying to...
But quit turning the switch on, bud. He'll tell you when he wants it.
If I want it at this point.
Bob Bakey's standing by.
He's not only standing by, man, he's been on the air twice now because you put him on the air without asking me first. When I want him, then I'll tell you. When I want it, you'll know. When I get it, you get it. Remember the guy in...
Yeah, the guy in Serpico.
Exactly. Don't worry about it, guys. When I get it, you'll get it. Yeah, sure.
What's so funny about that?
Because it's not very believable. Here's a cop. The first thing he's got to do is make sure this bank that's being robbed, that he catches these guys, right? Like he's really got a concern about getting the press the information they need. Don't worry about it, guys. When I get it, you'll get it. Sure.
Are you going to address what happened today?
Yes, I'm addressing it, and we tried to address it. You're offended by the fact that this woman in this car, let's just say she tried to gain access to the White House by sticking it in...
I am very offended by the way this story's being presented.
You can't change it.
Bud's right. You can't change the story. The lady tried to gain access to the White House by ramming something into something, okay? Whether you like it or not, whether it's anything that we can talk about on the air or not, whether it's anything that I would even personally want to talk about on the air or not, I must talk about it. What's this?
David Hall.
How many times I got to tell you, Bud, to ask me first?
Well, look, I agree, Phil, with you. You'll be happy to know I agree with Phil, Margaret. I think that they've got to get to the story. They can't be so genteel and walk on eggshells to the point where they don't get the story out.
Well, David, what is this thing about how she tried to gain, she tried to ram something in?
But the lady, as far as I know, Phil, is it right?
She tried to ram a barrier. Yes.
Well, I don't think that you need to say that, do you?
He's got to report the story the way it happened, Margaret. Do you understand?
So you're going to say, well, she tried to ram it in. Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't go, well, she tried to ram it in. You're the one that's affecting how you're saying things.
David, I resent that. He's saying that I'm affecting my tone of voice.
Well, Margaret, I did hear you say something like, I want to do the thing. I don't know what, but Daphne does it. Daphne, you know?
I want to do the thing about.
Yeah, do you hear that?
The day I take instruction from that porker that's sitting...
Look at Margaret, that was uncalled for.
I don't care. I am very
upset. Okay, David, I'll talk to you later.
Well, don't start getting on me. Are you going to hang the...
Yeah, that's about it. Every time I got to disconnect from him, it's a hang-up. I can't just say to him, goodbye, David, and he says goodbye.
Well, you want him to do that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Go talk to him about that.
Yeah, talk to him about it. Tell him I'd like him to say goodbye, and that way I don't have to hang up on him all the time.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're telling me that he thinks I got to hang up on him for me to disconnect from him?
Yeah, well, he just keeps talking until he doesn't hear anything coming back, and then he puts the phone back, and then he go get another crewer.
Jesus.
Are you going to answer my question?
Look, I'm going to talk about this thing that happened today, because it's an important news story, and if I got to say somebody rammed something into something, I'm going to have to say it. And I don't care what you think about the ad. There she goes.
I'm going to the toilet. When you people want to talk sense, you let me know.
Margaret, wait a second. The toilet need to be plunged.
Well, get in and plunge it. What is going on in there, man?
I don't know why. I think she jammed it up.
All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have an awful lot to talk about tonight. There were some very unfortunate things that occurred today in our nation's capital. One of them was, obviously, one of them was the continuing grandstanding around the lack of budget and the closure of the national monuments and the closure of different aspects of federal government and different aspects of federal service. And then, of course, there was this automobile that rammed a security barrier. And then with five guns drawn on the driver takes off anyway with a kid sitting in the car. And it didn't end good for that driver. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're online at philhenryshow.com. The L.A. Podfest on Saturday. Lots to report, folks. philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the Henry Broadcast Center from the El Pacifico on the farthest western edge of the nation as we continue to try to build something that we will be proud of as we enter into each and every quarter hour some kind of line of rap which competes with Russia's EIB thing, and I don't think we'll ever be able to do that, but we're going to keep on trying.
There you go, guy out there.
You want to say that again, man?
Why don't you slow down, bud?
I said you want to go to guy in the air.
The guy in the air. You mean the guy in the helicopter that's got the report? You mean Bob Bacon, who's in Washington, D.C.? Yes, I would like to go to Mr. Bacon and see. Bob, what are you seeing right now?
Now, Phil, right now, with a nice camera right now, as you're looking down upon the scene of where this was, this event that you're talking about today, is a woman trying to stick it right up the tailpipe of the Washington White House today. As we move down the Pennsylvania Avenue, this is where it took place, there was a roundabout, and like the Yes song, they gave you a roundabout, and they're in the middle of the roundabout of Penny Lane. But this woman was going down the street, and the guy took the gun on her, and he said, I wish to God there'd been somebody else in that car, Phil, besides this lady. I wish to God there'd been a member of the Tea Party, Bob Bankian, and we're reporting traffic.
Okay, so I just heard Bob do an editorial comment. You need to get him back on the air.
What did he do?
He said something about how I wish to God there'd been somebody from the Tea Party. Bob, you can't editorialize like that.
I apologize, Phil, but you know, the things that we're talking about here are very, very important today. It's about making your point, Phil, and I'll stay on the line. You got any question?
All right, I do have a question. First of all, the sound of the chopper is kind of loud.
Well, you can't really help that, Phil. You know, I was in Vietnam for a long time ago. I rode the chopper, and I rode those choppers, and I can hear everything fine.
I can understand that you can hear it, but I can't hear it, and I certainly do appreciate your service to our country. Speaking of that, Bob, were you anywhere near the World War II Memorial today?
Yeah, I was flying over the World War II Memorial just as Randy Asperger, the gentleman's name, I don't know, he's a congressman from Texas. And it was Congressman Asswipe that said to the lady that...
His name is not Congressman Asswipe. What was his name?
It's Randy. What is it, Bob?
I thought it was Randy Asperger, or Aspic, I think, but the congressman had said...
No, it's not Congressman Aspic. I tell you what, hold the line here, Bob. And we'll get back to you.
I don't know.
You better get him under control, too. I don't know what's going on, if it's something in the air, if it's something that they're drinking, if it's something that they're smoking, you know.
Well, why is he saying that?
I don't know. What does he mean he was flying over the memorial?
Well, that's but Bob Baker, you know, flies everywhere, you know. He flies everywhere he is.
Yeah, everything that he reports on, Phil, he's flying over it. He doesn't, you know, that's what he does.
No, I know that, but okay. All right, let's get Bob back on the line. Bob, so go ahead and tell me, I believe it's Randy, let's just call him the congressman from Texas.
I'm saying, yes, the chopper wash. It's a chopper wash.
Yeah, he's got chopper wash.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got chopper wash, huh? The congressman from Texas is what we'll call him.
I'd say again, Phil, is it chopper wash?
Call him Congressman Chopper Wash. You want to call him that?
All right, Phil. Chopper Wash, can't hear that, but right now, as we're flying over the World War II Memorial, and the veteran trying to get in, and apparently one of these congressmen walked up to the Parks Department employee and said, how dare you? It's really despicable. And, of course, he was one of the guys that voted on closing down the federal government. He's a real douchebag, a real piece of work. This guy, Randy Chopper Wash, ash pick or something. But this is what we saw. The plot barking and returning. Then we went across and we saw this thing happening at the White House waiting. Apparently, he said it, Phil, had five guns on her.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Bob. You just said it, and I said it, and I'll say it again. She had five guns drawn on her before she even took off. What if you're a police officer, when someone has a gun on them, five guns, what do you think as a police officer when that person takes off?
Well, you're obviously thinking you've got a very dangerous person. That's going to be a threat to life and limb. And life and body and life and limb. So I think that that time of the saying is she's going to take off. We're going to go after her and try to take her down. There's no question she's going downtown. So when those five guns are...
All right, thanks very much.
Well, I'm not even done with the thing that...
All right, so...
Well, Bob Bankian was just getting warmed up.
Oh, was Bob Bankian just getting warmed up?
What's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter? I couldn't understand a thing that guy was saying. He's repeating himself, calling him Congressman Chopperwash.
Yeah, but you said he could.
I was kidding. And the question that I had that I think is a very pivotal question, because I'm not a cop, although I have watched enough cop shows on television, and I've watched enough investigation. I don't just watch cop shows. I watch Investigation Discovery. Thank you.
Very good, Phil.
Thank you.
Well, that is impressive. All right, I'll give you that. But what do you think you... Who do you think you are watching Invest... So do you think you... What do you... Who... What do you think?
Well, what I think is this.
You had five guns on.
Yes, this woman had five guns from the Capitol Police as she was parked there. The cops immediately drew down, okay? So I counted them. One, two, three, four, five. One guy was plain clothes, and the other four were uniform guys.
What do you mean, plain clothes?
I mean plain clothes.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing no cop uniform.
Well, what was he wearing?
He was in shorts, as a matter of fact. He was wearing shorts. He looked like he was probably a plain clothes cop. Either he was a bike cop, you know, one of those bicycle cops, or he was a plain clothes cop, as in civilian clothes, just walking among the tourists. He had on shorts. It's been very warm in D.C. It was one of those two things. But nonetheless, this woman had these five sidearms were drawn, and she backed up and almost in a rather casual way took off. It was as if the guns had made no difference to her. Now, I've seen these things play out many, many times in the past. And I always hear the people say that are apologists for maniacs like this, they always say the same thing. She had a child in the car. She didn't know what was going to happen. She's going to try to get away. Now, I got to tell you something. With all due respect, that excuse has begun to wear a little thin with me. I can understand maybe at one time certain segments of our population and society were deathly afraid of cops and felt that it was the end if they did what a cop wanted them to do because they'd been the recipient of brutality at the hands of police. This is a fact that you cannot ignore. You can't argue against it. However, as time has gone on and as the society has evolved and as we've tried to get smarter and tried to get the information out to our citizens, and certainly as we try to make people more responsible for their own actions, the best thing you can do if a cop has a gun on you is to stop and put your hands way up in the air, man. Way up in the air, you know.
Reach for the sky.
Like, you know, stick them up.
Yeah, stick them up, man.
Put them way up there, man.
I got them up there.
Further.
Get out of here. The fact is, that's what you got to do. You got to do that. Otherwise, what happened. They assume, okay, now we've got a problem. Now we've got a threat to life and limb. We have a threat to people's lives. This woman is driving his car. She's driving the car now at an excessive rate of speed. She has almost ran over one of our officers. I'm not talking about the cop that went into the hospital. I'm telling you what I saw with my own eyes. She's backing that car up, and you could even hear the people with the camera saying, whoa, you know, as in, what is she doing? She backs this car up, probably almost running over people in the process, then takes off probably almost running over people in the process. You have to believe that that's a deadly weapon, man, that car. And that was the end of her. When that happened, that was the end of her. Those cops went after her, and they had to assume that there was nothing but bad intent in the mind of this woman. And when she got out of that car, goodbye. Now, there's going to be all kinds of conversation, you know.
If she would have surrendered.
Then what about if she surrendered?
If she would have surrendered, if she would have said, okay, you know, my hands, if she would have stopped and stuck her hands out, you know, there's something that intelligent human beings do. They know that if a gun is on them, they want to make sure that they don't get shot. So the first thing you do is you put your hands out there someplace where people will see you're not a threat. And if you're going to get shot anyway, you're going to get shot anyway. If you're not armed and there's a guy with a gun on you, there's only one line of defense that you have, and that's to try to show you are not a threat to that person. Now, if that person's crazy and wants to kill you, they're going to kill you. There's nothing you can do. But the fact is, if there's any chance at all, you try to show that here are my hands, and I've been running away from clearly a marked car that had a siren going, and the blue light was flashing, and I think I know what a cop car looks like, so here are my hands. I'm stopped. I'm done. My hands are up. She didn't do that. She jumps out of the car. These cops just, you know, dropped her.
Well, there's going to be an awful lot of people are going to have to answer some questions, I think, because I hear what you're saying, but still, I don't like the whole idea of you attributing to her. I just didn't like the whole ram it up the...
Oh, will you give me a break?
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't like the way this whole story started, all right? And I don't like Bob Bakian. First of all, he's being cut off, and then when I finally get to hear him, he sounds stupid. So all of you...
Yeah, we all did the wrong thing, and you, Margaret, once again, you did everything right.
Yeah, that's always the way it is.
No, that's not always the way it is.
Yes, it is. Every time everybody tried to do anything, and you... Well, forget it.
Yeah, good. You forgot it, because I don't think you could have spit that out in a million years. I don't care. You could have had the royal translator from the Yang Dynasty court in the Forbidden City.
Well, you know, you backed yourself into that one.
You know what I mean.
Not really. All right, so we're going to come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, get some more comments from our panel of brain surgeons. I mean, our panel of, you know, people that know what's in the know. We have General Galen Shaw from Washington, D.C., who will be talking with us. Of course, Jack Armstrong, will also be giving us his view, not just on this thing that happened with the lady in the car, but also on the continuing shutdown of the government, the World War II Memorial. General Shaw has a lot to say about that. It's the fat's in the fire, as we said, and the whole thing is just going to be all groovy. We got Jay Santos. We have Vernon Dozier. Bobby Dooley, I think, is going to join us. Steve Bozell has not been with us for a while. Jay Santos. Everybody weighing in tonight here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and listen to the Game of the Week, the Pro Football Game of the Week, this coming Sunday, 1:30 Pacific time on the Phil Hendry website at philhendryshow.com. That's Phil TV, philhendryshow.com, the Pro Football Game of the Week with Ted Bell, Steve Bozell. They'll butcher, they'll carve, they'll destroy. Oh, man.
It's pretty bad.
It's horrible. It's the worst play-by-play you've ever heard in your life. And it'll only cost you $9.99. All right, well, welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show here. I was just trying to figure out what I was looking at again. We're looking at some of the video from today, the stuff that went on there at the... In the nation's capital. It's funny, I was just there. I was just in D.C. Last weekend.
Yeah, too bad, huh?
No, not too bad.
Well, I mean, you could have been... No, hold on for a minute, Phil. I'm not making any comment like that, okay?
Yeah, trying to say Mr. Henry's going to have his kicks.
I didn't say get your kicks. I said too bad you weren't there to be able to see...
Yeah?
To look inside the...
But what are you talking about?
I don't like it when I'm ganged up on, all right? It feels very invasive, and I feel as if I'm being violated.
Oh, will you give me a break? I'm asking you, what do you mean?
Well, don't look... I don't want... Those two are looking at me. Have them not do that.
Don't look at her.
Because they looked at my...
I didn't look at your butt.
Yes, you did.
Will you stop and tell me what it is you mean?
I mean, it's too bad you weren't there this weekend so you could report on it. You could have gone up to the car and looked inside.
And seen what? I mean...
Three guesses and the first two don't count.
God. Yeah, I'm sorry. Three guesses and the first two don't count.
Oh, three guesses and the first two don't count. What are you knuckleheads talking about? And why am I looking at myself with Marshall Phillips from... Okay. 1987. What are you talking about?
Three guesses, the first two don't count.
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to belt somebody.
I mean, Phil, if as a newsman, you've got to be prepared. You could have looked in the back seat and seen whether the...
Whether the what?
Whether the bullets had... Did the kid in, okay? There, I said it. And I'm a mother, I can say that.
You know something? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, don't... No. Don't go there, Phil. As a reporter, you've got to look at it. You've got to look in the car and look at it. Now, I thank God Almighty that child is safe. I thank God. And I don't even believe in God. All right? You understand what I'm saying?
That doesn't make no sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'll tell you how it does. I don't believe in God, but I do thank God. Because in a moment when a child's life is spared, and a mother, even though the mother goes down for the count, as this one did. Excuse me for a minute. Are you shocked?
Yeah, no, it's really not shocking me anymore, Margaret. Your lack of manners that border on farm animal doesn't shock me.
Why, you dirty...
Ow, you hit me in the face.
That's right. I'm going to the bathroom.
She hit me in the face.
That's what they should have done to that Randy Asswash today.
Who's Randy Asswash?
Will you shut up with Randy Asswash? You're talking about the guy from Texas. You know, Margaret, that's technically assault.
No, it is not. Not when you say the filth that you said.
I don't even remember what I said. God.
Didn't hit you that hard, did she?
No, but still, it sounded good. All right, let's get to... first of all, we've got General Galen Shaw, who is in our nation's capital right now. General Shaw lives in our nation's capital. He breathes in our nation's capital. He eats in our nation's capital. And yes, he's married, and so he has sex.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm going to have to bail you out of that one because I have sex in our nation's capital. Yes, I do. But because of my advanced age and because of my diabetes, I haven't had sex in our nation's capital in quite some time. Although I do love my wife, Tully, and she and I are very happy, but most of our joy comes by way of food now. So I'm afraid I can't bail you out of that one.
Well, I shouldn't have said what I said. I was trying to buy time here so I could get the... Get your call squared away, because I know that you just called in.
No, it's all right. It's you were really reaching for that one, but it is.
All right, I apologize. It wasn't very polite. It just the moment got away from me. What can I tell you?
Well, you know, it's that kind of a moment that, quote-unquote, gets away from you, that got away from Don Imus when he was talking about the nappy, you know, when he said about the black girls?
Yeah, I remember that. Let's not get... let that one rest, and let's talk about today. General Shaw, were you anywhere near the World War II Memorial this morning?
Well, no, I was not, Phil. I was about a mile and a half from there. I live in Georgetown, and my wife and I have a townhome in Georgetown, and we split our time between there and Bethesda, Maryland, where we also have a home. But I was in Georgetown, so I wasn't anywhere near the World War II Memorial. I don't know why you would assume that I would be there.
I was just wondering, you know.
Well, because I'm a war veteran, I hang out at war memorials? No. No, I don't do that, Phil.
All right, General, you know, just work with me here. I just wondered if you were, because it was a day that some World War II veterans were placing a wreath there.
Well, I'm not a World War II veteran. God bless those men. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I'm not even a Korean War veteran, so I'm not anywhere near those. I wouldn't go anywhere near a war memorial, and not because I don't have respect for those men, but I wouldn't have any occasion to go over there because as proud as I am of our military, I am not all that proud of myself on certain days, especially weighing the way I do and looking the way I do. I've just been involved in a number of rib-eating contests for charity, and so I don't look all that great. And hanging around a war memorial with some World War II, you know, I'm tired. Just all the talking I'm doing. Oh, God. I need to sit down.
Okay.
I'm going to come back in here, and you just don't bring up the fact that I slapped you because you deserved it, making references to my behind.
I never said a thing about your... I never said a thing about your behind. Margaret Gray has joined us, General.
I just had to sit down, Margaret, because I realized I was doing a lot of talking and it wasn't going anywhere.
Well, let me help you, General. Phil was talking about, obviously, what happened at the World War II Memorial today. Now, the memorial was closed by the Park Service because the funding... This is something that automatically kicks in when funding is not there, given the lack of budget. So there are certain, shall we call them, low-risk or low-level government services or government attractions, I don't know what you would call them, that are no longer open. Is that your understanding?
Well, it is my understanding, Margaret, of the... the less critical aspects of federal government will immediately be closed. Now, that does include the Park Service, and that does include, unfortunately, our war memorials. Now, what I did see on the news there was the gentleman from Texas, a congressman, who went up to a Park Service employee and said that she should be ashamed of herself. I'm not sure that the gentleman from Texas quite understands what that individual's job is. He is simply a person who is stationed there to make sure that no one is... gaining improper or importune or unauthorized access to, obviously, a very sensitive area, and that is the World War II War Memorial. And that includes World War II veterans. As much as I respect them and admire them, if it says stay out, that means they stay out, too. And unfortunately...
Well, I'm going to jump in. I mean, yes, you're right, technically, but there was so much media around, and these men were intent on laying that wreath that day. I guess they traveled a great distance to do that. What kind of what sort of accommodation might be made there, General?
I don't know, Phil. I only know what the law says. Now, certainly the government can't afford to be merciful, as we like to say, and just. But if it says stay out, then you stay out. I don't care if you're Napoleon Bonaparte. I don't mean to be funny, but I don't give a good, you know, excuse my language, I don't give a good GD if you have come back from the dead and your name is George Washington. If it says keep out, you keep out. And not only did these World War II guys muscle their way in, then came this Randy Cardoon or...
Randy Cardoon, he's a newsman for CBS in L.A.
I'm sorry, who's the congressman?
I don't know, Randy Gernheiser or...
That was Randy Chopperwash.
It ain't Randy Chopperwash. I came up with that as a joke.
Well, that guy certainly could have, and it was good that he was there, because if I start swinging, the first guy I swing on is him. I wouldn't even go near the World War II, and so I'm very grateful that he would have been there. If I'd been there, I would have started throwing punches on him, and the World War II guys I wouldn't have paid any attention to, because they have my great respect, and I certainly understand why they are there. But as far as the congressman goes, I'd put a boot right into his... You know, do you really want to hear what I would do?
Yes, I'd like to hear, because I'd like people to hear the level of violence here, General. I am very... I'm a little bit shocked, because while I do appreciate what you're saying...
Let me tell you something, young Miss Gray, and I mean that if this guy Randy Chopper Wash, or whatever this ass calls himself, if he had stood there and said to me what he said to that Park Service woman, I would have put a steel-toed boot, I would have driven it through his testicles, I would have...
All right, okay, I get it.
No, I don't think you do get it.
No, yes, I do get it. And I also understand that you would have even kept those World War II...
Well, what would you have done, Mr. Henry? Go ahead, you tell me. Educate me. Entertain me. What would you have done?
If I was a Park Service guy?
Yes, if you were a Park... No, if you were just Phil Henry, of course you'd have to be a Park Service guy.
You have to be a Park Service guy, Mr. Henry.
All right, if I was the Park Service lady... And the World War II vet said, we'd like to... I probably would have said, I'm sorry, sir, but it's closed. You know.
What a pussy. Are you trying to tell...
Yes, I'm telling you. That if you're some kid, I don't know how old that woman was, but if I'm like a guy 20, 21, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, it's my first job, I'm working for the U.S. government.
And you see World War II veterans standing in front of you.
Yes, yes, and it would be hard, because my father was a World War II veteran. But what am I supposed to do? You know, my dad was a World War II veteran, and I even disrespected him.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Yes, what does that mean?
He was my dad. Of course I talked back to him.
A World War II veteran.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid, of course.
Well, what did you say to him? Hold on for a minute. I hope and I pray to Jesus in heaven at the right hand of God you didn't have marijuana in the home that your World War II...
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, that feels good. Oh, if only you had been my kid, it would have felt so good to drive a fist right through your skull and have it exit the back. Oh, that dull.
But would you pot him down? Because that's disgusting.
What's he doing?
I don't know. All right, so folks, welcome to the program. We've been talking about what happened at the World War II Memorial, and all of a sudden we got into a discussion of how I disrespected my World War II veteran father, and yes, I had marijuana on the premises... And General Shaw almost had an orgasm explaining what he would have done to me had he found that in his house, were I his son. It was an orgasm of violence, though, not so...
Well, you have to go...
Phil, you're explaining it far too much.
Yeah, probably I am. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. At least I thought it was world-famous. Well, yeah, I think it's still sort of is world... Well, on any given day, who knows... We will be, hopefully, still at the L.A. Podfest on Saturday. We also have a special for you guys on our website for the month of October. All of you Halloweenies, baby, it is the Pastor William Rennick Silver Bullet Special, Jack. Get yourself a backstage pass and get yourself a little treat for your sack. That's right, man, at philhenryshow.com. And welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Our number is 855-500-7445, by the way, 855-500-7445, and sometimes I'm remiss in giving that number out. We've had General Galen Shaw. I think we still have General Galen Shaw on the phone with us right now. We're talking to him. Have we gotten him under control?
Well, I had him on the other line. General Shaw, now don't put him up, bud.
Hey.
General Shaw, you sounded... Phil was worried because it sounded all... Yes, yes. I think he understands, Phil.
Okay, why am I not...
Why are you not what?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not convinced. Let's get General Galen Shaw back on here from Washington, D.C. My father was a World War II veteran, General Shaw, which is not to say that my dad was immune to normal teenage disrespect. It wasn't that I didn't respect him... As a veteran, I was very young. You have to understand that.
Well, Phil, I understand that you were very young. I had a son myself, Cecil, who went into the United States Air Force, who I am very proud of. And I can tell you, if I'd ever found marijuana anywhere in our home, I can assure you that I would have kicked his ass. Excuse my language, but I was given the right to say this by, I believe it was Margaret Dickman.
No, I'm Margaret Gray. Bud Dickman is the other producer.
Yeah, I'm Bud Dickman here.
All right, you're Bud Dickman and Margaret Dickman as well, correct?
No, Margaret Gray.
Well, who is Margaret Dickman?
There is no Margaret Dickman. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, well, I was given permission by one of them. I guess it was you, Bud. I thought it was a woman who said...
What was his name?
His name was Margaret Gray.
That would be a female.
Well, it was a man's voice.
Come on, General, okay? I don't have all night.
I'm trying to tell you what... Look at Bill. I'm only trying to tell you what I have to deal with the staff of squirrels you've got there. Don't start jumping up at...
You know, this is very uncharacteristically argumentative of you, General. I mean, you're usually a pretty cool, calm, and collected guy.
I didn't like what happened at that World War II memorial today. Okay? And I would have put my fist right through the skull of any punk, including my own son, if he'd had marijuana in the premises of our home while I was there and his mother was dressing. Or you can put it any way you want.
What difference does it make if she's dressing or not, sir?
I'm just saying his mother lives there, his sisters live there, and there are times when their clothes are off. Not saying that he would have done anything to them, but any place where a member of your family who is a female is naked at any time. If you've got drugs in that house, friend, you better run. And I mean run fast, run far, don't even look back for the first 2 miles. Because guess who's behind you?
General Galen Shaw.
And hell follows with me, my friend. Hell follows with me.
All right, but the point that I'm making here is that when I was a kid, I was just a stupid kid. So if I talk back to my dad, if I smoked weed, if I did the bad things that kids do, I didn't mean anything against my dad or disrespect to him or the veterans. I was just a product of my age and my generation. And as the years went by, I grew to love and respect him and appreciate what he did.
Well, okay. I mean, that sounds better, but I can tell you, Phil, did your mother or your sisters, were they naked at any time?
You know something? I don't look at things that way. And besides, my folks were divorced, okay? I lived with my dad. It was very, very sad.
Well, what about your sisters?
None of your business about my sisters, okay?
Jesus, all right.
Well, Phil, what's the big cut? What are you getting all weird for?
What is it with you, Margaret?
I'm only saying, Phil, that if you had marijuana on the premises of a area of the place into which you and the others and the people of your kind, you understand what I mean by your kind?
My family?
Yes, the people of your family, the ones that you segregate with and interbreed with, those individuals, I don't even know what it is I'm saying, but...
No, you don't know what you're saying. General, thank you very much.
Oh, hold on for a minute. No, don't, you don't have to get tough with me.
All right, so General Galen Shaw, thank you very much. That's another guy we have to hang up on. It seems like now we just hang up on people around here, right?
No, but nobody knows how to say goodbye.
Well, I think it's because you don't have the patience with them. The patience with them. This is a very key phrase, Phil, and it's something you need to learn. The patience, You see?
Yeah, you know...
What's with the waving of the hand?
I'm sorry, but your breath, okay?
Yeah, I guess, eh?
My breath? I had an onion sandwich, so what?
Okay, Margaret, does that answer your question?
Ah, there, how's that?
Oh, jeez. Come on, man, I gotta work here, you know?
Yeah.
Well, then don't disrespect me. Otherwise, I'm just going to go, oh, what a day.
Ugh! Onion sandwich.
It happens to be one of my favorites. What? You know something, Phil? I think a lot of people, other than these two idiots that you work with, a lot of people take my side on this, and they wonder, what's your story? Why are you so weird?
What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Get this, folks. I had onion and gorgonzola. It is a normal, wonderful sandwich to have for lunch. Okay, oh, you're saying it makes my... You know, you ought to butch up a little, be a little more of a man, and a little less of a...
Gay?
Of a gay. And no offense to my gay friends.
No, none at all, I'm sure.
I think I know them better than you.
Well, it's fine, but I certainly wouldn't say anything like that.
Whoa, hold on. But does that make you better than me?
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to take control of the show if you don't mind, okay? None of this. You guys have been sidetracking me all afternoon here, all into the evening, all into the late night, and all if we ever get out of here. When did this show start anyway? It feels like we've been on since 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
About, let's see, 5. What's 5 minus 0?
5 minus 0 is 5.
We've been on 5-5.
Yeah, 5-5.
55 minutes, is that what you mean?
Yeah, 55 minutes.
What's 5-5 minus 0? We've been on 5-5. Oh, 55 minutes? Yeah. You know, this is what happens, though, when you don't have budget. When you don't have budget. All right.
What does that mean?
It means I ain't got enough money to hire anybody. Never mind. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, well, you can go straight down to the hot... Go down to where the devil craps briquettes, for all I care.
Where the devil craps briquettes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, bud, I get it. And thank you, Margaret. You don't have to repeat it. Well, and you don't need to say anything either. All right, folks. So, what happened today, we'll continue with. We just had General Galen Shaw. He was discussing, really what he was talking about, more to the point, was that we were discussing the World War II Memorial. That was outrageous, I have to tell you. It was just outrageous that that Park Service person would be confronted by that imbecile, that guy from Texas. That guy, I don't know how that guy got elected, but when they told me he came from Texas, I said, the people of Texas...
Yeah?
Deserve better. Yeah, thought I was going to disrespect them, huh? And they do, too. What an embarrassing slob. All right, that and, of course, the shooting and other news. We'll try to get into some sports, too, man, because the weekend is upon us. That means football. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. Watch live streaming video of this show each and every night. Get our podcast every day. Get our classic podcast every day. 5,000 hours of archive material. It's awesome.